Miss Maria.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
I didn't call.
Sure you didn't.
No.
Anyway.
Shut up.
So, you know, I always talk to you because doing the show as just a guy, you know, there's a lot of stuff I can't comment on when it comes to relationships and love and women and all of that. Well, that's when I call you. So I thought I'd share this with you. It's a new survey. It says 69% of Americans have gotten it on somewhere, quote unquote, risky.
Yes. Actually, that makes sense.
76 have had sex outdoors.
Of course.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
68 have done it in a car.
How many?
68%.
Okay. All right. Because you know how that is, your first date.
Do you hear her? She's like, are you like checking these off? 48% in the kitchen.
A little creepy.
A little creepy in the kitchen?
Yeah, that's where you cook your food.
All right. I don't think they actually meant like in the food or as you're cooking. I think it was just the kitchen in general. 9% have gotten frisky in a movie theater. Wow.
That is ballsy.
They looked at us weird during the Pokemon film that one time. I never knew this, but apparently a whole lot of us are getting it on in the backyard, right?
Yep.
And when they said the backyard, I don't think that was a euphemism for, you know. I think they actually meant...
Gross.
I think they meant the backyard.
TMI, Anderson.
Let me see. 46% on a beach. That is not as romantic as it sounds, by the way.
I agree.
31% have done it on a hiking trail.
Okay, we've done that.
let's see, 27%. It was in a jungle. It was different. The survey also had people name some specific spots. Some of the craziest ones. A phone booth at Epcot Center. That's pretty good. Under the stage at a concert.
We can check that one off.
Yeah, we rock. Let's see. Another one. The boss's new desk. All right, he might be listening, so we won't even bring that one up. On the set of train tracks and on a moving roller coaster. Wow, that would be
awesome.
All right. We'll hit that one next time we hit Disneyland. I don't know how they frown on that or not, but hey, it's the happiest place on earth, so they might as well make it that way.
Ew.